but does this change the Board Act, or does the Board Act change this?
I don't know, but I know that the Cultural Advisory Board can hire Henry.
Okay, I'm gonna call this meeting back to order. 2:34 PM. And we left off on item number 7, so we're moving on to item number 8. ONCA 1982. And just a question to the committee. I know that our health clinic is looking for this item number 9 very quickly. So if it doesn't have any sticky language in it, would it be all right to pass over item number 8 and jump to number 9 with the committee?
I'm fine with that.
Try to get this one on out.
Is it sponsored?
Yes.
Okay. Without objection, I'm going to jump from item number 8 to item number 9. And that is ONCR 19-20, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction to pharmacy providers of Oklahoma. We all have heard it, PPOK, Pharmaceutical Distribution Services and Pharmacy Administrative Organization Services. And I have heard from the clinic that they need this very quickly. So do we have that pulled up? Okay, here's the resolution. Everybody had a chance to look it over. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes, but if there's no co-sponsor, we need the sponsor at the table because we haven't. This is the first time that we're hearing it.
For a brief recess.
Second.
What was that? Is it
a motion? I missed
a motion.
Here she comes.
Oh. Withdraw my motion.
Sorry.
That's okay. I didn't. I wanted to make sure that we got this done today. I'm afraid the one on before it might take a little bit of discussion. So
okay.
We're on ONCR 1920.
Okay. Excuse me. So this is a resolution for a renewal for the contract. And so apparently I was told that they've been renewing the contract. So I think the last one was an ONCR 16 something. I don't remember the number, but so there was a previous resolution, limited waiver, completed with the contract with the pharmaceutical company at the time, PPOK, or the billing. And so they've been renewing the contract, but upon review at the Attorney General's office, one of the assistant attorney generals, Adam Trembley, stated that a new limited waiver needed to go with it. So there were no changes in the contract, but because of the language in review stated the contract. And so he stated that with the new contract, there would be need to be a new limited waiver. And I was like, well, there hasn't been one since, you know, a couple of years. I don't remember doing it the year before. And he said, I think it was just missed. And I said, okay, you're here now. So that was in his opinion that there needed to be a new limited waiver of sovereign immunity to go with it, but there were no changes in the contract, and they've been renewing
already. I think he's probably correct, too.
And that this just, Dr. Shaw had requested that this try to be taken care of, you know, and thank you for working that out for me, but that they discussed, you know, it needed to be done as soon as possible, and that they threatened to suspend billing if we didn't get this soon.
Okay. If there are no language changes, Congressman Potts.
Motion to report ONCR 1920 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second with a due pass recommendation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I've got another due pass. Got something. Okay. Moving back up the agenda to ONCA 1982, Congresswoman Edwards, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is probably the fourth time this bill has been, or some very similar iteration of this bill has been presented and actually passed out by Congress. The Osage Nation Constitution provides that the Osage Congress shall, you want to pull that up, the Constitution? Are you guys all familiar with this language? Maybe those listening may not be. That we shall create a system where the, of, Eli, can you help me with the exact language? An employment system where principle, merit principles govern. I believe that's the language. So, in the past, we have made amendments. First, we created I don't know if we would call it a system or not, but we created something which you will recall was Bill number 1085, which has been now codified into Title 19. And over time, we've changed it, and we changed it back. Some things that we had taken out inadvertently got put back in. So it's got a long history. We had a bill that had passed at one time that was repealed a month later with the promise that it would be immediately fixed and put back before the Congress, and that's never happened. I think I had a bill passed in each of the last two sessions about this, but they passed later in the session, so they were pocket vetoed. So,
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just going to provide the constitutional language. It's Article 6, Section 23. The Osage Nation Congress shall establish a system under which the merit principle will govern the employment of persons by the Osage Nation, excluding executive staff and other appointed positions serving at will the office of the principal chief, as described in Article 7, Section 14. Congress shall include within the merit principle system a grievance procedure which must be exhausted before seeking review in the trial court. The Congress shall establish laws that define and limit nepotism in tribal government and tribal enterprise board employment.
So it's not just sufficient for us to proclaim merit principles govern Osage Nation employment. We have to create a system. Now, I understand that we may be working on such a system. I'm grateful that that's going on. I think we need to look at what we passed before and see what of that system that we've tried to create in the past might work for us. But in the meantime, we have certain sections of this law that have been declared unconstitutional and that aren't working for us. They require the nation, they require the Congress to do certain things that I don't believe we're prepared to do, the most important of which is to set aside 1% of the annual budget for merit recognition. And if you do the math on that, 1% of 100, what's the annual budget, Congressman Potts?
Annual budget's going to be roughly like 70 plus million.
About.
Give or take a few million.
So.
A lot more than we're spending currently.
Point being, there's certain sections of this law that should be repealed. So I went through and, in fact, met with the chief of staff and the human resources director today, and talked about some of the things that we went through the law and said, look, can we all agree that that should not be in here? And the answer was yes. So I have some amendments to the bill, which I'd like to present.
Okay, before you do that, I want to recognize that Mr. Casey Johnson has joined us from executive, so continue.
It's not my desire to move this bill out today. It is my desire to get back to it pretty quickly. I'd like for it to get in a form that we can send over to the HR director, back to the chief of staff, let them look at it. But I think they understand, based on the meeting, that we really don't need to be in a position of ignoring our laws, and that's the concern I have. So my first, if we could go to the law itself, I have some amendments. And these will change the numbers. But is it possible to pull the law up, Shannon? Title 19.
You want me to draft?
Okay, so the first place I have an amendment is section 3102. And the amendment to the bill would be to insert a section amending section 3102. That would be at page 1, line 21. And it would read section 3, line 102, under section 3, line 102, findings, strike section D and E. And then in section F, strike the word modern and strike the word program under 6. Can you highlight the word modern right there? Uh-huh. Yes, please.
Cannot highlight all, I think.
You run out of your highlighting? Yeah. Okay. And then also under section 6, strike the word program.
Congresswoman, are the rest of these blue, they're
definitions,
okay,
that are linked to somewhere else, so it's nothing that changed.
Okay. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you have those down? Motion for a brief recess to make copies of proposed amendments.
We have a motion on the table for a recess, second by Congressman Baker. All those in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Yes.
Yes.
Did you say strike?
I not insert?
Yeah, she's not.